We're celebrating 20 years of Good Morning Angels by bringing you the stories of some of the lives you have changed with kindness, love, and selflessness in their own voices. This is the legacy of Good Morning Angels, changing lives since 2005.
I'm Charlene Kupasamy. I was on Good Morning Angels in March 2021, and this is my story. So 2019, I just got off the bus and was crossing the street on my way to work, and then I was hit by a bus. He hit me initially and I flew forward, and then he drove over me. So I don't know if it was the driving over or the first hit, but basically my hip, it didn't just break, it was out of the socket, and then broke my ribs, my hip, my pelvis in three places, my ankle.
It was so panicky when I got that call. And actually, first they told me she's dead, laying under the bus. And you can imagine being a mom and hearing your child is there under. And I was so hysterical. I don't know till today how did I reach the hospital, because they told me they are going to Steve Biko. She was still there and we were talking. The doctor called my pastor in first. He told him, I don't think she's going to make it, because she's either not going to walk or she's not going to live, but we're just going to see, but she's not going to make it. Then I was so angry, I told the doctor, if God was going to take her, he would have taken her while she was hit there. And she's not going to go anywhere. She's coming back home.
I think what happened is I'd just been released from the hospital. And they said to me that there's a waiting list that's 4 years long. So in order to get the necessary surgery, I have to wait for 4 years. But that list has gone. It's, I think, now 34,000 people waiting for surgery. So I would have still been bedridden, basically, if you guys didn't step in and help. With Good Morning Angels, I think there were two of my friends. One was a neighbor and the other was Gaia. But she didn't tell me at the time that she was writing into you. It was the neighbor downstairs that said to you, you know what, I think the only people who's going to help you is Good Morning Angels, so I'm going to contact them. I think the biggest need was to get back on my feet again, because when I'd gotten home from the hospital, I was basically flat on my back. I couldn't turn left, I couldn't turn right, I couldn't sit up because of the hips. I was basically in one position like this. And my friends, my family, my pastor, you know, I'd never been that type of person that could just lay down. You know, I was always busy doing something, and they didn't like seeing me that way. So even before she wrote in, they were already trying to raise funds privately to see now, can they come up with a certain amount of money so that I can have, if Jacaranda Good Morning Angels didn't pan out, that I could have it done privately. So yeah, my friends and my family, they really, really, I guess, went all out, you know, to make sure that I was back on my feet again.
Jacaranda FM cares. Good Morning Angels.
I want to introduce you this morning to 37-year-old Charlene Kupasamy from Proclamation Hill in Pretoria West.
So at Accident Angels, what we're going to do is put forward the necessary funds. From what I can gather, I think it's 300,000 rand, which is required to fund the treatment. And then what we're also going to do is the biokineticist has, Chanel Di Pino has made her services available. To Charlene, post-operative. Our aim and intention is to get Charlene back in a position where she's mobile, active, and an active participant in society.
Charlene, did you get all that?
Wow. Yeah, wow.
Wow, indeed. Wow. And to get your world moving again, Charlene, all the best with the surgeries. Keep me posted, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything that you'll do. God bless you.
The very same doctors, when they saw her coming in that day, they were so shocked, they couldn't believe it, that she was walking, because they said she's not going to live, let alone not walk again. So imagine everybody shocked when they saw her walking in there. You know, miracles do happen, really.
You know, being disabled has made me look at life from a different perspective, because when you're able-bodied, you don't realize the struggles of other disabled people. Stuff like parking, or there's no ramp for the wheelchair, or you know, people to come and visit you in the hospital. Like, I was fortunate my family came every day, but there were other people that didn't have visitors at all. So that's what I'd like to do, something to give back. So like a hospital ministry or something like that, because it's actually sad when you see the people there. They're longing for someone to come and visit with them, you know. And the one guy I spoke to, he had been there for a year with zero visitors. So that's heartbreaking. So like when I'm feeling better, that's what I'd like to do, you know, go and visit people in the hospital, you know, give out care packages, that sort of thing. Being there, I can understand what they're going through. So in my own small way, I want to try and make a difference. You know, my mom is my, not just my angel, but my biggest supporter, because you know what, when I was laying in a bed, she literally had to take care of me like a baby. I was like a baby again. I couldn't bathe myself. I couldn't go to the toilet. I couldn't even drink properly. So she, you know, it was like I was a baby and she was my mom all over again, you know, from that baby stage. And I needed basically 24-hour care. So she had to leave her business and start taking care of me again full time. So I'm eternally grateful. I know that some people, you know, their parents are not around, but I'm grateful that I had my mom, you know, who was there to take care of me and help me through the whole ordeal. To the Good Morning Angels and the team, I am eternally grateful. I don't think I can actually put into words how my gratitude, I don't think I can express it, but you know, gave me the ability to literally be back on my feet again, my independence again. So, you know, I can plan for the future, I can dream, I can think about, you know, the next stage of life. So you literally gave me my life back. So I'm eternally grateful for that. When I think of the word angel, I think of guardian angel, someone who's looking out for you, someone who's protecting, someone who's taking care, someone, you know, if you need a hand to hold, they will give you that hand, you know. Someone who's there to help you through whatever things or stage in life that you're going through. Yeah, that comes to mind. So I'd really like to encourage people to be more kind, to help wherever they can, because kindness does change the world. I mean, I'm a recipient of it, so that's why I'm grateful that there are kind people. But to make a difference, whether it's small or big, it makes a difference. So whatever you can do to help or to... They say pass it on, you know, pass the kindness on. So, and that's what angels do.
Listen to Breakfast with myself, Martin Bester, to hear more of the voices of Good Morning Angels over the past 20 years. To watch the videos of these inspiring stories, go to Breakfast with Martin Bester on jacarandafm.com. And you can download the weekly podcast on Jackpot.